In my opinion, the correct interpretation of the Cleisthenic reforms is that he was intending to break the power of the old regionally based clans. The Pisistratids were known to come from eastern Attica, from the region of Brauron. And in all the different parts of Attica, wherever you went, you would find powerful families who owned a certain amount of land, but who also counted amongst their supporters villagers from various other nearby areas. And it is that sense of regionalism, of the connection between regions and clans, that had been the root source of stasis in Athens for 100 years. And it is that which I believe Cleisthenes was attempting to address. I'll see if I can support that with another piece of evidence. You remember I mentioned a minute ago a set of villages in the northeast of Attica, which were all together a single religious corporation. By breaking off one of these four and putting it in a tribe which is actually located nowhere nearby, the other deems it's connected to do not border on it at all, what Cleisthenes was doing was making it impossible for those four villages, that region, to retain its importance in Athenian politics. Because think about it for a minute. The men of that fourth village no longer sat in assembly with the men from the other villages. The men of that village were now incorporated into a whole other tribe. They served in a whole other tribal contingent. They sat in the assembly in a whole other tribal contingent. And so anyone who could dominate those four villages, that old corporation, might still be influential as a religious figure, might have some status, but could not call upon them as a block voting unit politically. So, and I might point out, Cleisthenes allowed those four villages to remain still a religious corporation. It's just that that regional religious function no longer carried over into Athenian affairs at all. He connected instead thirds from widely divergent regions so that the voice of the men from the hill and the voice of the men from the shore would be heard in every tribe. Every tribe would mix up these units. And correspondingly, no regional group could ever then truly dominate because its influence was spread across all of the various tribes. So this is really something quite dramatic, very dramatic. If we think of the clans as being the expression of the kind of aristocratic culture that we noticed coming out of the Dark Ages and dominating in the Archaic period, then I think what we have with Cleisthenes is the first major concerted attempt to completely reorient the affairs of the Greeks and to destroy that old aristocratic culture. Now, the attempt would not be entirely successful. Leading families would still retain their status and their prestige. This happens even today in democracies. Nevertheless, it is true that by making it harder for the old aristocratic clans to dominate affairs, what Cleisthenes was doing was making it correspondingly easier for ordinary Athenians, for the demos, not to just be a part of his hetaireia, his political club, but to be the actual fundamental driving force of the democracy. These reforms make the democracy possible. So the Athenian democracy was not created just by chance, and it didn't simply evolve slowly over the years. Rather, it required, at one moment in its history, a determined attempt to break aristocratic influence and to replace that with something new. This was dramatic, it was complicated, but finally it was successful. The measure of it is this. In the Athenian democracy, in the Athenian culture of the 5th and the 4th century, if you asked an Athenian his name, he replied with three names. His own name, the name of his father, and the name of his deme, his demotic. What Cleisthenes did was quite simply to give every Athenian a place in the democracy of ancient Athens.